the idea is to take five areas in the Pinoki Range, each about the size of swimming pools, and blast out 8 to 12-inch chunks of ore and submit that as a bulk sampling to the Department of Natural Resources. That's contingent on the DNR granting Gugibic Taconite permission to go ahead with its plan. DNR hydrogeologist Larry Lynch says that approval will come after a public informational hearing and probably won't happen for another 45 to 75 days. But if it proceeds, it'll sample somewhere around 10,000 tons of rock.
They would drill some shallow holes and load them with explosives and shoot the rock, so it's 6 to 12-inch pieces of rock. And then they would haul the rock, you know, load it onto trucks and haul it off-site.
GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says they'll leave the area in better shape than they found it.
Primarily the sites we're using are previously disturbed bulk sample sites from the 50s and 60s. Those were left unreclaimed at the time, so we're proposing to go in, clear those, take a rock sample from them, as was done 50 or 60 years ago, but then we will reclaim what was left unreclaimed then.
GTAC wants to build a 4.5-mile-long open-pit mine in the Iron and Ashland County area of the Pinokies. It needs the bulk samples to examine the quality of the iron ore. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.